Cause there is nothing to be, nothing too hard for you. There is nothing to be, nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too big or nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too big, nothing too hard for you.
Take it to the bridge.
No one in this world
can make a man walk again.
No one in this world
can raise a man from death.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Voice would hear a word changing the lives of men and women, confessing their sin and asking, what must I do to be saved? And now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell. To you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a couple of scriptures and a couple of chapters we want to examine this morning. Exodus 11, verses 4, 5, and 6. And Exodus 12, verses 12 and 13. Exodus 11, verses 4, 5, and 6. And Exodus 12, verses 12 and 13. And we have it on our screen. In Exodus 11, we found these words. And Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even until the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the meal, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it anymore. And in Exodus 12 and 12, we find these words, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Thank you. You may be seated. We need your prayers today as we share a word from the Lord. I want to use for a topic this morning, I surrender.
Amen.
I give up.
Yes, sir.
I surrender.
Yes, sir.
I give up. We want to talk this morning about a tyrant king who refused to surrender to God. And this king had power, authority, dominion. In fact, his very name, Pharaoh, Ra, means God. And so Pharaoh thought of himself as being God. Stay with me here, because it have ramifications for a people, but it has ramifications for a nation. Have you, my brothers and sisters, ever had an opportunity, a time in your life when you've refused to surrender? As a child growing up in South Dallas, there are times that we would go outside and play with the guys, and we would wrestle to see who was the strongest. And when we would get to the point where we would get in a position where we can't win, the guy would say, before I let you go, you have to give up or you have to surrender. And you fought and you fought and you wrestled and you wrestled until all the strength in you was gone, and you finally said, I surrender or I give up. Maybe some of you today are saying that you're fighting because there are pressure being placed on you. There are some things that you go through in life that's simply so unbearable, and you've done all that you can. You've worked, and you tried to work it out, but you ultimately have to surrender and say, I give up. I can't do it on my own. I surrender. And it is during those times that we have a Heavenly Father, Daryl, that hears us when we can't go any farther and we can't do it on our own. But today, this very day, we're talking about a man, a king. We're talking about a Pharaoh who had power and authority. This Pharaoh who thought of himself as being God here on earth was a ruthless man. He was ruthless because he had all of the children of Israel at his disposal. But that wasn't always the story, because if we turn the pages back, it tells us a story of a man called Abraham who was the father of many nations. And Abraham was told to leave his land and go to a land that God would show him. And Abraham left his land. But Abraham and Sarah had a son called Isaac, and then Isaac had two sons that was called Esau and Jacob. And Esau and Jacob were linked together uniquely, but one was a son that worked and was diligently with his parents, and the other one was a mother's boy, Jacob, and one would call him a supplanter or a deceiver. And because of this Jacob ultimately had to leave and go to his uncle called Laban, and he stayed with Laban for over 20 years because he had to marry Rachel and Leah. And as a result of this marriage and as a result of all of the livestock that he had to gather over a 20-year period, he literally came back ultimately to face Esau. But then there were others in this interim, because Jacob had a whole bunch of kids, 12 to be exact. And one of them was named Joseph. And Joseph was kind of the one that he loved. And the brothers didn't despise him. And they put him in a pit, and he ultimately went to Egypt. And this is kind of where our story began. So Joseph was in Egypt. And because he was favored, you know the story of Potiphar's wife. She came after him. He rebuffed her advances. He was put in jail, and he stayed there until he was released. And so he found favor with a Pharaoh, who was a good Pharaoh, because this Pharaoh had some dreams about a famine that was coming. And because he had this dream, we are told that Joseph interpreted his dream, and he was put over all of the land so that Egypt would not be destroyed. And all of Joseph's brothers had to ultimately come, including Jacob, to Egypt. And this is where the story begins. And so because of this first king who had favor, he ultimately died, and the second king was now in charge. And because the nation of Israel were growing at a large number, the second king, the second Pharaoh, saw that the children of Israel were multiplying in a great mass of numbers. And he decided that he had to stop them. So he said, I need to kill all of the firstborn male. And by doing that, he would stop the children of Israel from multiplying, Sister Patrick, because in multiplying, his fear was that if they continue to multiply, they would one day be stronger or greater than Egypt. Egypt at that time was a great nation. Egypt at that time was mountainful. They was the central point of the world. They had culture, and they had all types of amenities. And yet, here was something about to happen, because the children of Israel now, by this new Pharaoh. Now remember, Pharaoh means the God himself on earth. And so Pharaoh thought he was God on earth. And this Pharaoh did not like the children of Israel because of their numbers. And even though he tried to stop the number, he couldn't stop the people. And so because of that, they were put into slavery, hard labor to make bricks. And this is where our story began, with Moses. And Moses was that deliverer. Moses was a man whom God had blessed from his very birth, escaped from death, put in a basket. And the Pharaoh's daughter found him. And Moses was raised in the Pharaoh's very household, a prince of Egypt. And being a prince of Egypt, he was now had all the amenities that he needed to be successful, the finest of education, medicine, language. He had everything that a man would want to have. And one day he discovered that not only was he not an Egyptian, but he was a Hebrew. And because he had seen the atrocities of the nation, his people being enslaved, he decided to war against those Egyptian taskmasters, and he slew one. And as a result, he had to flee to Midian, a land. So 40 years he spent in Egypt, and now he's about to spend 40 years in Midian. And this is where God began to have a conversation with Moses on a mountain called Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb. And so as this story began to take place, as Moses began to have a relationship, you do know that Moses in the beginning did not have a relationship with God. For he was in a nation and a country where there were many gods, and we'll talk about it later. But he had an encounter on Mount Sinai with God in a burning bush. And in this encounter with God in a burning bush, God said that he would tell him to go to Egypt and let his people go. And the question